On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Hold everything. It's 12 days of our favorite shows and 12 days until your excuses for 2018 run out. Say hello to January 2nd, 2019, and time to make some magic, people. We've got a lot of great shows, guests, and special weekly segments coming your way. So for now, enjoy the year in review and get ready for amazing things in 2019. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. Your home is the base for everything in your life, from the structure and contents to what goes on inside and within yourself. To make sure this foundation is solid as can be, we invite a special guest to share something you will find enlightening, inspiring, and entertaining. Now here's your host, Michelle Swinnick. Enjoy the show.
Well, welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. And we're giving you a showcase of good people doing good business and good things. You know, our podcast has really evolved into a platform of resources and information and unique quality content. It's now a place for all types of people and topics ranging from small businesses to empowering events to nonprofit organizations, health and wellness, entertainment, and so much more. So I just want to thank all of our guests and our listeners for their contribution and support, really to help make this such an amazing community. It's been really an interesting experience. It's almost been really therapeutic. I hope other people can take advantage of all of this great content and exposure to a whole new list of people to kind of just get into a different world. And all of our guest information and their shows are listed on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. And you can always listen and subscribe to the Everything Home Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM. Cool thing about the Player FM, we've been trending. I've gotten four different shows that have been trending, and it's something that goes out to their entire database on their newsletter on Fridays or Saturdays. So we've gotten four shows, and I did two or three this week kind of in a special way to see if it gets triggered. So hopefully we'll get another one this week, which would be amazing, because that's trending. I mean, I don't know. I've never been trending before. I think that's kind of cool. I can get a shirt now that says I've been trending. I trended four times. I think that's kind of cool stuff to share. So as my listeners know, I like to start the show with a joke. I like to use Joel Osteen's jokes because they're clean, and I also have a strategy because I figure if I keep doing his jokes, and then once I outreach to him, he's going to come on my show, so it's my polite way of stalking. So, one day up in heaven, God said to the men, I want you to form two lines. And one line is for the men who are the head of the house, and the other line is for the men who let the woman be the head of the house. The line where the woman ran the house was 100 miles long. And there was only one man in the other line. So God said, men, I am ashamed of you. Well, in my joke, that's how God talks. Men, I am ashamed of you. I created you to be the head, but only one man stood to make me proud. He looked at him and said, son, tell them, how did you manage to be the only man in this line? The man looked confused, and he said, I don't know. My wife told me to stand here.
That's good.
I forgot to tell the guests that I do have a live studio audience here. So from time to time, they might give some feedback. And it's nice, though. You know, it gives me an opportunity to interact with everybody. So I try to tell them to stay quiet, but I let them know they can laugh at the joke. So just to let you know, it's taped in front of a live studio audience, like the old TV shows. So you've heard some little chatter in the background, and I am going to let my guests pretty much give you the rundown on them and introduce themselves, because they could do it best for the amount of experience. Just amazing women that they are. I have Patricia Noel Drain and Rhonda Murray. I've known these ladies for a long time, back when I had a radio show. Rhonda really was my PR mastermind behind getting us so much exposure with her PR and marketing company. And Patricia was doing all kinds of different coaching and live events and empowerment type of events for women. And that was back in 2003. I looked back to see the date and I went, oh my God, I can't believe I've known these two ladies for this long. But they've got a really amazing event that's coming up. It's a live event here in Scottsdale, Arizona called The Year of the Woman is Now. It's in a retreat for 2 days on September 28th and 29th. They've got just amazing stuff. So I'm just going to let them kind of take it from here, give a little rundown on who they are. And we're going to talk about this really empowering retreat. And I got goosebumps just now saying that. So I think that this whole program that you guys are doing is just going to be something really, really incredible for a lot of women. So welcome to the Everything Home podcast. And thank you both so much for coming on today.
Thanks, thank you, Michelle.
Who wants to start? Well, let's start with Patricia. Do you want to take it from here and kind of just give them the rundown on you, and then Rhonda could do hers, and then we'll talk about this amazing event.
Okay. Well, yes, I have been in business a very long time and proudly empowering women the entire time. I certainly love working with women and discovered, actually, that I only want to work with women business owners. So I founded the CASE Academy, which stands for Coaches, Authors, Speakers, and Entrepreneurs. My podcast that's coming up is being called Biz Women Reinvent, because we constantly reinvent. So as I'm working with women and I see the reinventing taking place and I see all the things that are happening, that's why this whole event became so big for me, because the year of the woman truly is now and we need to step into our power. But back to my background before we get into that, what I help coaches, authors, speakers, and entrepreneurs with is really teaching them how to make the money they deserve with what they already know. But we have to start putting products and packages together so that we can help others with the information that we know. And so that really is my whole premise. I still have to help with the pricing, because you do have to price it right. You have to understand how to put a package together, and you really have to understand how to make a presentation both online and from stage to allow other clients to work with you as you move forward. Because I can tell you that most people, we can move forward in our lives, but if you have a mentor or somebody really helping you, or you have somebody that's walking as a partner with you, you're going to go twice as fast. So that's the background on me. You're up, Rhonda.
I'm up. Well, first off, congratulations, Michelle, that you're trending. I can't wait to see
your new t-shirt. I don't know what that means.
That means I'm cool.
That's awesome. It means that lots of people are listening to your podcast and they want to hear more from people like us. So that's awesome.
Cool, huh? More time.
Yeah. So just a quick recap of what I've done over the course, and like Patricia, I've been working in my space of marketing for probably about 20 plus years. And I've been really fortunate to work with some incredible brands. I worked with Nike Golf. I worked on the Universal Studios account. I worked with the PGA of America, PGA Tour. So I've worked with some great powerhouse brands, but I've also worked with several small businesses. Just like Michelle had noted, we worked together. I think it's been a few years ago, but what I've been able to do is take those strategies that I've learned when I was working for those large brands and figure out, okay, how can we transcend those marketing strategies over to the small business? So what I've been, like Patricia as well, is really focused in on helping other women. That's been a lifelong interest of mine, is supporting other women grow their business, or even just growing emotionally and so forth. So with our program, we have a step-by-step process that we put small business owners through that really helps them identify how to put together a marketing strategy that's really going to convert to get them results.
The extensive background between the two of you is just, it's really some amazing work that you have done and that you continue to do. But I think it's, and what's really impressed me most is watching the evolution of how, when I first met both of you, which obviously you were established then, and how you have adapted and changed based on what's going on in the market and what's going on in just society and what the businesses need. And I'm very impressed to see that you're able to do that and still stand out, and then also just be on your game and be there for what people need now, you know, because a lot of people maybe don't do that. And that's why both of you are so successful at what you're doing. But it's just, it's been cool to watch that, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
And I think that evolution really occurs based on, at least for me personally, where some of my objectives and my goals have shifted. So as I've gotten a bit older, I'm not necessarily interested in working in the, you know, the big downtown LA ad agencies. I've already done that, and I had a great time, learned a ton of things, but now my focus has shifted. And part of it is really coming from a genuine place of wanting to help others. So, Patricia, what kind of evolution have you seen with your business? Because I know you have definitely evolved as well.
Well, here's how much evolvement I've been doing. I didn't even know what trending meant. So there you go. So I haven't evolved that much, obviously. But Michelle, seriously, I'm very impressed with the trending. And so is this, if you could give a definition, because if I don't know what it means, and of course I haven't started podcasting yet, but I bet listeners don't know what that means. And so I want to applaud you, but tell us again what really has happened to get you four trends.
Yeah, so basically, and it's for I guess maybe it's only Player FM that I get notifications, and it's weekly they send out on just like an email list, right? They'll say these are the top shows that you need to listen to, and these are the ones that are trending. And the first time that it came across, and it's not shows that I follow, because that's what I first thought. I was like, okay, were these? They're just letting me know that my show was, because I published it, and then. I thought it was, they're letting me know my show was published because I uploaded it and it was published on a Friday. So I'm like, oh, that's cool. They just let you know that your show was published. And then I read it again and I said, trending. I said, I don't understand. And then I looked again and then I emailed them and I had to ask him because I wasn't sure. And he goes, no, you're actually, your show is trending. And I said, well, I did the same thing as you. I said, what does that mean? I go, what? I don't understand. And he said, well, no, because I thought it was shows that I was following, and then I realized I didn't click on any of these buttons because some of them are shows that I would never follow just because it's not in my repertoire, it's not my niche. And he said, no, what it is that we send out this email list of people, all of the people that are listeners that subscribe to our platform, which is one of the major platforms, and they said we notify you of the shows that people are listening to, topics that are relevant, that most people that want to listen to. And we encourage people, just give awareness and letting them know that either your numbers are showing that people are listening to your show or your topic is trending. So this is a show you should listen to. And the cool thing is in two of the four, we were actually the headliner in the email, like the RE where it says subject. We were the topic. Our show was on the topic. So I just thought they were letting me know that the show was, it was successfully published, and that wasn't the case. It was we were the headliner, and then the other two we were in the list, which was awesome. But the two that caught my, that's what happened. It caught my attention because I said, oh, I'm right there in the subject line. So yeah, that's pretty cool. So something I'm doing is working, but a lot of the heavy lifting too, obviously, is having great guests like the two of you to make this a community where people can access information that I think is relevant, and maybe with a little different spin. We're evolving as a show. We get bigger and bigger. We'll do more cool stuff. So that's the gist of trending, and from what I understand, yes.
Yeah, thank you for telling me, because I really did not know when you were saying that it was as big a thing. In the world of podcasting, there are so many people out there, hundreds and hundreds of people doing a podcast.
Probably thousands.
And so you can really pat yourself on the back. And thank you once again, Michelle, for having us on this trending program. So I wanted to go into, if you don't mind, how this whole event came about. Because, Rhonda and I have known each other for many years. And the reason I selected Rhonda as really one of the keynoters and somebody to really stand out at this event is because there's not a lot of people that are really standing up and talking about marketing who are the real deal, who have been there, done what she has already done. And so when I asked her, I was so happy that Rhonda was going to be available, because we just came back together probably, 6-7 months ago, and that's after having met each other. Rhonda, do you think it's 15 years ago?
Oh, no, it's a lot longer.
Oh, longer than that.
Yeah, 23, 24 years.
Oh,
that's a long time, Patricia.
Yeah, That is incredible. But here's the thing about Rhonda, is when I started looking around and really seeing who was out there, you know, doing it and speaking of marketing and getting the results, there weren't a lot of people. There's a lot of people that say they do, but there's not a lot of people that really make it happen. And so Rhonda makes it happen, and I'm just thrilled that she's going to be there, and I can't wait to hear what she's going to say myself because I'm getting ready to take notes. But the reason that the Year of the Woman is now even came about is because it really is time. It's our time now. It's our turn. And I'm not talking about male bashing or putting one sex down so we can stand taller. It's not anything to do with that. It's about women are the most incredible people, and I'm around them all the time. So I know who they are. They're supporters. They're collaborators. They're givers. They're all of those things. And so I thought, okay, I think this next event, instead of it being maybe an event about putting more products together or an event about time management or any of the things that I have done in the past, I just know it's the time of the woman. And we're going to have fabulous speakers at this that really point out ways to make sure that you do make a difference on this planet. As long as we're here, we might as well make a difference. But you have to get very, very clear on what difference you want to make. So, Rhonda, maybe you could share really how the part that I saw for Rhonda is you have to be heard to make a difference. And most people don't market. They just simply don't. Mm-hmm. So tell us, Rhonda, what you're speaking about.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Patricia, where I think a lot of small business owners, but this really goes for even professional marketers, people that do this day in, day out, just being really consistent with your marketing efforts and having, I use old school calendars for our clients. So we put together something that identifies exactly what strategy is launching on what day, because it's all about getting in front of the client or the customer on an ongoing, consistent basis. I mean, I think we've all heard the stats in terms of how many times you need to touch someone or for someone to see your brand or your message before you even register on their radar. I had a call yesterday with a woman who's in sales, and she shared something that was kind of interesting. She said, you know, at any one given time, there's only 3% of the market that's looking for a product like yours. So I think that type of stat really illustrates and demonstrates that, hey, I got to be out in front of a lot of people on ongoing, consistent basis, because it is just, I think we've heard the numbers game. And it really is. It's about how can I get in front of these people so I do stand out. And that's one of the areas that we spend some time with the Elevated Marketing Program is identifying, okay, how do I stand out? You know, how do I kind of break out? I always call it the Me Too or vanilla. Nobody wants to be Me Too, and I don't know about you guys, but I'm not crazy about vanilla. I want something a little more exciting. So with our plan, we help marketers identify aspects of their product or their brand or their service that's different than everybody else's, and we amplify that. So that's one of the things we'll be talking about during the weekend as well. And then one of the other things that I think is going to be kind of fun and exciting is, again, I have X number of years of marketing experience, and I've had several what I call my greatest hits, that strategies that I developed, and I was like, oh, wow, this is really, really good. And you come up with a great idea, you implement it, and it works, and it's gold. I mean, there's nothing more exciting. So I'll be sharing some of those types of tips and tactics and strategies. So I think with the marketing section of the weekend, we'll have some really practical strong takeaways that people can go back and start implementing in their business immediately. So, and that's what I'm excited about.
Yeah, that's great. And I like that, Rhonda, because to me, if you don't give practical tools to people, then why am I here? And so when I really think about what's in it for somebody attending an event like this, I just see it so, it just like yells out, here's an opportunity to be with like-minded women who want to make a difference just like you do. But at this event, we will give you the tools and the techniques to really make it happen. And like you said, and to implement immediately,
I just want to give you guys a compliment, too, on the website. I read through it, and everything that you're saying right now where you're wanting to give those actually takeaways or those techniques to people as opposed to almost doing the event to give them a taste and then trying to sell them something else, that's not what you get from the website. The information and what you feel that you're going to be getting from the event is the actual content and the information, which most of these events that you go to or you read about, you're not getting that. You're getting that teaser, and then here comes the cost or the extra tools or the toolkit and then the membership and all that other stuff. And it's not that way. I think that's why it's going to make this event so unique, is it really is a hands-on skill developing, learning, where there's even interaction, especially when you're doing that 3 to 5 minute creation of what your extended elevator summary and speech is that you're going to help evolve for each of the participants. I give you a lot of credit for doing it and structuring it that way, because most people don't.
I've been to those things before where I am motivated. I'm really motivated at the end, actually, and then I go home and I'm not. And so that's why I'm talking about a community also, that we're going to now, for the very first time, I'm putting together a community so we don't have to lose each other at the end of this particular event. And I've never done that before. I've never even known to even think that way before. But now I've done enough events to see that motivation has to continue or nothing will happen. We won't be able to make the difference.
Most people don't use that on their own. They let it fall to the wayside. It's like, remember when you were young, you'd go to these amazing camps over the summer, whether it was sports oriented or leadership, or I did them, and it was amazing what you learned and amazing what the friendships you made, because they were better quality than some of the friends that you were actually friends with in school. And then, everyone goes back to their own life and nobody keeps in touch. And it's almost like it's such a wasted experience for 2 days where you had connections, and most people don't. They need that leader to ring them back in and have those have that community be created. So, Loranda, go ahead. You've tried to talk twice, and I stepped all over you.
No worries. No, what I was going to share is somewhat to that point. I just read an article earlier this week. It talked about how women appear to be supporting each other, collaborating with each other much more than they were, say, 20 years ago. And I read through some of the comments, and I added a comment as well, and I totally agree with it, because I know when I first started out, I think at least in the C-suite, the upper leadership roles, there were so few women that were all kind of clawing against each other because there was an issue of scarcity. But now that we've made some strides, and I think that we're much more supportive. I'm not sure if you guys have experienced that, but, even with my own business over the last 6 months or so, I've gotten on calls with women I have, never met before, don't have any common denominators, no 7 degrees of separation, but they were willing to get on a call and connect with me, which is huge. And I think that's kind of goes back to what Patricia is doing with that community. I mean, how great is it to have that platform to continue that supportive and nurturing approach that we know we have as women. So that's awesome. I'm really looking forward to that as well, Patricia.
Yeah, well, and as you were talking, I just kept thinking, I guess because I've always been a supporter of women, and I think it's because I went to all girls schools, and I watched them become presidents of the class and run the school, basically. And then, of course, the people that were really running the school were a bunch of women, because they were all nuns. And now you all know my background and why I'm as bad as I am.
Good little Catholic girl.
Right. But what I really noticed is the untapped potential of these women. And that's why I say we are so humble, and yet we do so much. We're multitaskers, and we're big people. We have children, for heaven's sake. We can bear life. And so when I thought about it, I thought, well, if I now create something that says, let's step into our power. And I was talking like that to myself as I was doing this. And I thought, no, I don't want to step into my power, because every time I think about power, I think of a negative term. And that's why I've now changed the term to gentle power. And I put on the video on that site about gentle power and what I think it stands for. Can I tell you what it stands for?
Oh, I watched the video, so please share. Yeah, it's good.
Yes, okay. So gentle to me, and this describes every woman I know, really. We're giving, that's for the G. The E, we're empathetic. For the N, we're nurturers. For the T, we're tender. For the L, we're loving. And for the E, we're encouraging. And, I mean, it describes everybody. And so now, if we step into that gentle power and really hone in on how we're going to make the difference, yay. Isn't that just going to be so splendid? I'm thrilled.
And one more point about that, Patricia. I think, again, if we look back and kind of turn back the clock, I think women in business so often felt like they had to mirror men, and they couldn't show any kind of weakness or vulnerability. But now women are embracing it. It's like, okay, this is who I am. You know, so this is how I'm going to present myself. This is my how I approach my work. This is how I approach my priorities. And it's okay. You know, so we don't have to apologize. We don't have to act in a way that we feel a man would. So that's beautiful. I love that gentle power.
Yeah, I do too.
It's almost like society caught up with what women are really able to do and who they are. So it's it's like now we've it's like a hybrid, you know, it's like going back to your golf world, Rhonda, it's like a hybrid club where it's the best of the woods and the best of the irons, where we always knew that was what we were all able to do and how we work anyway. It's just that now it's okay now to have that more little bit sensitive side, but also that power side where we're getting everything done. For the ones who are the like-minded, like the three of us and many other people and women out there, it's just something that was just always normal. It's just that now everything else is caught up with us finally. That's kind of the way that I think of it. And then the good thing about that is the women who weren't extreme in those areas, they're starting to catch up too and to realize that it's okay. And then this whole new, you know, the younger ones are maybe jumping on that train too. So, you know, I guess it's a bigger group evolution, but it's finally, like you said, the year of the woman is now, and it's all falling into place. It's taken a heck of a long time.
It's exciting.
Sure.
Yeah, it's an exciting time for us, I think. And it's a time that I think will really help other women that maybe have been on the sidelines find the self-confidence or find the motivation to step into that power, gentle power. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for all of us, really.
Yeah, so what I have found in working with women and really powerful, personable, and very intelligent women, we really need to develop two things, and that's more confidence in what it is we're doing and in ourselves. And the second thing, and this became a big aha for me this year, is we have to develop the courage to go out there and ask people for what it is that we want or need, or especially if we're going to really, really make a difference, you have to have the courage to step into it. And if you don't, you're just going to be in the same spot the next year. Do you find that for you, Michelle, that courage is a really big word?
Well, yeah, you just nailed the past week and a half of my life. And it's interesting that, you know, and like I said, this whole podcast for me has just almost been an evolution, a therapeutic experience since I started doing it. And it's almost like the right people like yourselves are showing up almost as that reminder or something that needs to be talked about. But that's exactly what I've been hesitant on doing certain things. And I know that I just need to. There's that one extra step or something that's missing, and it's that courage point where but you need that in order to like you said, in order to make a difference and get everything to your next step, whether it's sales or moving a program together or even a nonprofit organization or doing, you know, one of the hardest things, and I'd love to see you guys do something along this line, is dealing directly with money, whether it's fundraising for an organization, fundraising for a large event, or getting investors to, you know, fund and support your idea. Because in the man's world, it's so easy. You talk to your buddies, like, no, I'll give you $1,000. That's cool. I don't know. What do you need? You need that for a table? No problem. In a women's world, do you know how difficult it is to get a dollar out of somebody, even if it's going to help somebody that needs it? You know what I mean? So that's so extremely, and it's the most amazing purpose that it's going to be used for, or an amazing company that just needs that investment for growth. But, you know, I sidetrack, but I'm just giving you another idea for your next event. But the development and the courage is difficult. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, one of the one stat that I share on a repeated basis, because I think it's really thought provoking. There was an article in Forbes magazine that says women initiate negotiation 4 times less than our male counterparts. So just like you're saying, last week, that was kind of a breakthrough for you, because you decided, I need to ask, because nothing's going to happen if I don't ask. And if we could find that inner strength and that confidence to ask, then I think things will start changing and shifting. And it makes a huge difference, whether it's, you know, in the workplace, if you're an entrepreneur, even with your spouse or others in your family. For us just to kind of say, okay, I'm not going to ask. I don't want to bother anybody. I can handle it myself. And those are all things that I've echoed myself. But if we just break through and say, okay, I'm going to step up to the plate and I'm going to ask, it's a huge issue for women. It really is.
I'm glad that you brought that up. I'm realizing what the date is. And I said a week and a half ago, and the podcast that you and I did, Rhonda, where we did talk about the negotiation skills, and it was the, you focused on the women being less, 4 times less likely to negotiate, that whole show, I actually reposted it and listened to it the other day. And I think that's what stirred all this up, to be honest with you, making me realize that was what was holding me back with the, developing that confidence and courage. Because then I reposted it, but then I also re-listened to it again. And then I was promoting it over the weekend. And then, like I said, for the past week and a half, and I think by you bringing that up now made me realize that was really the catalyst that made me realize what the issue was. And that was the problem. So now I'm working on the solution. So you get credit for that, my dear.
How
important these shows are. It's crazy. It's amazing. And it wasn't a long show. We only talked for like 25 minutes, but there was really some important stuff that I didn't get it on the first round. But it's almost like sometimes you got to listen to somebody when you need it, because maybe when we originally did it, but right now when I heard it, I went, oh my God, that's the problem. Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's like, boom, the light bulb went on.
Yeah, no, and that's a beautiful thing. And you made a comment that, you know, you kind of attributed that to me. But just like we've had conversations before, it's like, I'm here for you. But when I need something, I know you're going to be there for me too, right? So it's just kind of going around full circle, that whole collaboration and support, and, you know, supporting the need for community like Patricia is talking about. So that's awesome. Congratulations on that.
Well, thanks. And I think, like you just said, this full circle, we're giving perfect examples of why the community is so important. And then once you bring that like-minded group together and you do that exchange and that sharing, how important it is now that Patricia, you're bringing all those, you're corralling all those, you know, it's like herding cats, right? Because a bunch of powerful women in a room, it can get kind of crazy. So you got to make sure that the personalities are good. But if you do it in the right way, which you've been doing this for 30 some years, so you know exactly how it should be done to make sure that it keeps everybody together. And I'm just so glad that you're doing that once you have these events, because I think that the magic might even happen, your like sub events that you have, or the networking that's done within the groups after, once they have those tools. And can you imagine just what a stranger meets a stranger in an event, and then boom, they collaborate in something, I mean, really amazing happens after that, and you facilitated it. I mean, that's what it's all about, at least in my little world that's in my head.
Yeah, it happens like that all the time. I don't think there's been an event I've had for over these years that there hasn't been collaboration and joint ventures, and people are long. They have friendships from forever, and they met each other at one of these events. I had a girl the other day say, hey, come on, sell me on this event, Patricia. Why should I pay for a ticket to come to a two-day event? Who at that event is going to make me stand taller? And I said, that was just a really amazing comment, actually. Well, who would you say you could make stand taller by showing up at that event? Because if she's not our person, I think anybody that even thinks like that, that's probably not our person. You know, looking to somebody else, you better motivate me, you better make me a better person. No, no, you come to those events with the thought of giving and making other people feel better about themselves. And I'm glad you brought up that money issue, because that is one of my bullets, and it always is. I talk about it all the time, are about the money myths. And the myths are just so outstanding to me, because I suffered through them myself with, you know, money is the root of all evil, and money won't buy you happiness, and money makes you greedy.
Because you went to a Catholic school.
Yeah,
I had that
guilt. Yeah, your guilt all over 24/7.
Yes, that's true. And I really had to get over them. So I have to talk about that at the event, because if we don't get over those type things that we have been carrying around through our lives, we can't make the big difference that we'll want to be making. People think of course you can give your time and you can volunteer, and I'm all for that, but you really can't be a philanthropist. And I have a lot of women that want to be, but they aren't making the kind of money that can give them the right to be a philanthropist. So, yeah, we'll be talking a lot about money, and I'm glad you brought that up.
It makes the world go round. And for people, and I've had this conversation on the show before, especially with the whole concept of why I created my nonprofit organizations platform, is because, you know, if everybody wants to hold hands and sing kumbaya, that's great. But until there's actually money into something that you need to either, you're facilitating a service or you're facilitating a product or you're doing something where there needs to be, someone has to pay for it. You know what I mean? Everybody forgets. It's all great in theory. Like, everybody wants to help each other. That's awesome. But at the end of the day, someone's got to pay for all this stuff. You know what I mean? And that's why I think it's really important to go over all of these different things with money, especially with women, because anything with women and money have always been taboo, even without the Catholic guilt issues. You know, it's just something that's never talked about, or God forbid, even women should even know what the household finances are when the husband's quote unquote running the checkbook. You know, I'm sure you've had clients that have come to you when maybe he's passed, or then there was a divorce, and they're like, I don't know, I've never done this before. And you're like, you're 40 or 50 years old. How is that possible? And you're like, well, that's just how it was done always. So, I mean, you know, that's a whole nother show, but yeah, it's changing a little bit, but there's still, it's a bad topic, and it shouldn't be. There's nothing wrong with money. Money is awesome. All money does is it makes you, enhances you more of who you are. So if you're a jerk, you're going to be a bigger jerk. And if you're an awesome person, you're just going to be more of an awesome person. So, you know, money just gives you the peace of mind to go do what it is that you really want to do. And if you just want to go to Vegas and party, well, you're going to go anyway. I mean, if you're going to go do your philanthropy work, you're going to go do that. So money is a tool to be used. It can be used in many different ways. And it really depends on the integrity and the type of person on what they do with that. But again, it's just, the taboo subject with women, and I wish it wouldn't be. So I'm looking forward to when you put that together, because I am all over that event too.
Yeah, while we're talking about money, which is such a critical subject to talk about, I would like to share with the listeners the offer that I'm going to be making today for this event. The early bird pricing is going off next week, and that's a $247 ticket for the 2 days, and it includes food, and it includes the people, and it includes collaboration and speaking and all of that. But that's going away, and so the real ticket price is $497. But what I'd like to do for your listeners, which would be really fun, especially since we're trending, I'd like to offer them a discount. And so I'm going to give you the passcode to put in. When you go in to buy the ticket, you put in a capital, they're all caps, capital T-Y-O-T-W. That's really for the year of the woman. And then put 18 after that. So it's T-Y-O-T-W 18. And you will get a $497 ticket for $97.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
it's a $400 discount. Yeah.
That is amazing. That is the best thing I've heard all week. Thank you so much, Patricia. That is an amazing opportunity. I hope people really, really get their arms around how great of an opportunity that they are now able to take advantage of for that price.
Well, and singing is limited at this. It's at the club, at the Fire Rock Club, and so we only have 20 tickets left. But I thought, what a good time to be coming on your show, Michelle, and making this offer, because I feel like I want to make that offer for your group. So I had Jan put that password together. And for anybody that's – well, I think most of your listeners, are they all over the place, or are they mostly in Arizona?
It's now, because I've expanded and done a lot of this networking. It's the core is here, but I would say it's like maybe a 50-50. So, but my efforts that I have here, that I'm going to promote this and the show specifically, and I'm going to start doing it tomorrow morning. They're all here. So, I mean, like I said, this is an amazing opportunity for so many women. I'm shocked, because I just reading the website alone on the things you're going to get, it is well worth more than $97, and especially since it's a 2-day event. And if they know anything about the two of you, like I said, that's amazing. Yeah, because it's life-changing. It really is. I mean, even if you get one thing out of it, which I know you're going to get more than that, it's that one thing can take you to the next level. Like Rhonda and I just briefly discussed about when Patricia brought up the development, you're developing more confidence and developing that more courage, but it went back to the negotiation and all that. So, I mean, you know, it really, open your eyes and open your ears, and it's something amazing can happen in this event. I guarantee it.
Well, and I wanted to give the site. I guess it's terrible to be talking about the site and we're not telling
Probably.
Them what it is. You go to the Arizona Women Business Owners.com. That's very long. I realize that. GoDaddy just can't stand me. They can't believe I, first of all, have so many .coms, and then they all get longer than the other one, you know. So it's the Arizona Women Business Owners.com, all spelled out, of course.
And we're going to have that on our website. So as people need to, it'll be on the homepage, and it'll also be under two or three different categories, so that way it's accessible. But I'm going to promote it too, because I think it's such a valuable tool for people. It's going to be life-changing.
Yeah, it is. Thank you, Michelle, for that.
Do you want to talk a little bit more about the specifics of the event, or do you want to go into some of the bullet points that we said we were going to talk about? I mean, what are you guys feeling as what needs to be shared? Because there's so much. I just want you to kind of be targeted on what you feel that you need to deliver today, so that we focus on the event, even though that there's so many topics we can go over that are relevant for people.
Rhonda, what would you like to discuss? I'll go over who is speaking and what they're speaking on. What about you, Rhonda?
Yeah, I think that would be great. I don't think there's much more for me to add, but I do think that would be smart, Patricia, for you to kind of go over that.
So we have Linda Benz coming in from Portland, and she is a keynoter and speaks all over the country and really has been honing in on the highly sensitive professional. And so she's going to be talking about change your energy, change your life, because it's true. Once you start changing the energy around you, your people kind of go away, the people that don't any longer. So I love that she's going to be talking about how to be unstoppable. And the success part, success is different for all of us. So Melissa's coming in, Melissa Carver is her name, coming in from San Francisco, and she's speaking on success and how it is so different for every person in that room. We'll have a different definition. So you just have to know what that is, and then she's going to be giving tips and techniques and tools to become even more successful in life. And then the being seen and heard, really that is – that's why I'm so thrilled Rhonda's going to be representing the marketing arm of the world, because if you don't market yourself, nobody knows about you. You're you're just a great big kept secret, you know. And so I love that she's doing that. And then for the seen part, you have to be seen, Joe Hausman's coming in from South Dakota for that. And she is speaking on media and how important it is to get media coverage, because if you're not out there as a leader, she's a leader in politics besides, then you can't simply even do anything or make the difference that we're all there to be making. I'm going to be speaking on, of course, the foundation of the whole thing and how I think I'm up to like 8 things that I'd like to share so people really can make a difference. And when I start doing that, I'm also going to get very specific with people and their needs of what they want to do to make the difference. See, we just don't take the time for ourselves to sit there and really be thinking about something like that. And then we're going to have a panel of authors. Our book is being released at the event called The Year of the Woman is Now. And I believe we have 4 authors that will be there on the panel speaking. And they're just going to talk about, why did they step it up like that? Why did they finally decide to be in a book? None of them have written anything before, but they're all in this book. So that's going to be fun. And I'll be certifying some coaches on that at that event. So they'll be getting certified. So that's fun to watch happen, because it's more fun in person than it is to just be giving them awards over the phone or on a podcast or even in a mastermind. It's just more fun to do it live. And then last, we're going to be introducing our Woman of the Year. Her name is Judy Krause, and she well deserves that she is the Woman of the Year. She has lived a very fulfilled life. But as all of us, you know, she's had her ups and downs, and she's had her trials, but she has absolutely come out on top. And you'll just love listening to her story and listening to why she became the first Woman of the Year. So that's it.
Awesome. That's it. That's a lot. That's more than just it. That's a whole 2-day life changing event. And I think when you say make a difference, I want people to understand that make a difference doesn't mean that you just created a cure for cancer. It doesn't have to be something that's
right.
going to shift the whole planet Earth into, you know, all of a sudden now there's something momentous happening on the planet. Making a difference can be something small, can be something where it's making a difference in your own personal life, because you know now you have the opportunity to maybe help a few other people, even if it's something small scale. So it doesn't have to be something huge, right? So, I mean, I think that's important for people to realize that.
I'm really glad you said
that.
Yeah, because that is you just nailed it. It is not about making some kind of a difference from climbing to the top of the Alps and yelling out. It isn't that at all. I'm talking about ordinary people, that we can be doing extraordinary things on this planet. We're only here for a very short time. And so I love to ask the question, and maybe that'll ask it of both of you. What have you learned about life since you have been walking on this planet with those 2 feet that you have? What have you learned about life, Rhonda?
What have I learned? Resilience. And I think, you know, everyone has their own cross to bear. But I think if you're able to just really embrace life and understand that, hey, there's going to be great things and there's going to be some really bad things that go on. But if you could find a way to constantly see that rainbow, I think for me personally, that's been huge. And I think that's helped me time and time again, just being able to forge ahead.
Good. That was fabulous. How about you, Michelle?
I haven't really come up with, because there's so much that I haven't really ever thought about something specific to say in response to that, which I'm really looking forward to the event, because it's going to target questions like that, where now you can think and then give maybe a 2 or 3 minute explanation, because I'm so busy doing so many other things that I don't think of those things for myself. I'm thinking about all these other things that need to be done, and language for that, and, you know, summaries for that, and elevator speeches for that, rather than for myself. But, you know, life is short.
Well,
you know, it's you just got to take advantage of what you can, and it's okay to sacrifice certain things. But, you know, it's I don't know. I'll let you go. I'm sorry. I guess, see, this is real. This is what the show's about. It's okay to get upset about stuff.
It totally is. And I think we've all been there. You know, there's a soft spot in our weakness that each of us has. And we know that, hey, that's a really sensitive part of my life and brings tears to your eyes. So I get it. But just being able to, and especially you, Michelle, just on a really personal level, I've been really, really impressed by just your dedication to what you're doing in your world and how you're trying to help veterans and just all the great philanthropic work that you're doing is incredibly impressive. And, you know, quite often I'll email Michelle at, you know, 6 o'clock on a Saturday morning, thinking I'll get a response later, and I get one right back. So I know she's looking a ton of hours. And it's just really, really impressive. And you know that it's gonna pay off. You're gonna reach those goals and you're gonna smash those goals probably. So no, I totally get it.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
I apologize for asking such a deep question because people run away from me now, by the way, because I do ask those kinds of questions. And so people pretend like they can't see me. I see them, and I ask those questions, and they're very, very life-changing questions. I'm writing my new book called The Magic is in the Question because I really see that it is. And if you can ask the right questions, people start thinking deeply and deeper maybe about their whole life. I asked a 16-year-old just yesterday what she has learned about life. And she said, I asked it a different way. I said, what would you tell your younger little girl, you know, somebody that's maybe 3 or 4, because she's 16. And she said, I'd look in her eyes and I would say, life sucks.
Oh, no.
That was the funniest thing I've ever heard. I said, are you kidding me? And she said, no, I thought it was going to be so much fun to become a high school person. And then you go there and you dress up and everybody loves each other. And she said, that's not what school is about at all.
Yeah. Yeah, she thought it was the fun stuff. But, you know, Patricia, yeah. I wasn't, don't ever apologize for asking those questions. I mean, you said, you know, I'm sorry for asking that. I love those questions. It's just that I know that we have a short period of time and it's not my, we can go into depth for, we can go into a whole nother show and talk about that stuff. But I wanted to make sure that you guys do what you need to do to talk about the event. So it's not that I didn't want to share it, just it's things when I get a little worked up like that. I mean, you know, the loss of my mom is still fresh. So, you know, when I talk about what you've learned in life, I just don't even know where to begin to like, I haven't condensed it into 2 or 3 minutes yet because I've got so much to throw into that sentence. So, but
yeah.
Anyway, there I go again. But anyway, I never apologize for asking those questions. And it's too bad that people run away because those are the questions that matter. And those are the ones that are the best conversations. You know, that's why I love to have those. I cry on the show all the time. So it happens. No, it doesn't happen all the time. I take that back, but it's okay to do that. And I think more people should. And I know that Rhonda and I have bonded over a couple conversations through text, and it just, you know, it takes relationships to the next level, whether it's business or social, when you can answer those questions or have those conversations. And I think maybe that's what's going to even be special about this whole event and the community you're building, because it's not going to be just business, networking,
no.
Blah, 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 you know, because after a while
that's
you're like,
right.
Oh God, can we talk about something else besides work? You know what I mean? Like, what if you talk about zucchini noodles or something fun, you know what I mean? Or housewives, something that we don't have to worry about, you know, take a break from all that we are doing 24/7. So anyway, sorry to segue and sidetrack.
Well, I did want to share also, I did forget to mention, we do have roundtable discussions both days, and we will also be doing extemporaneous speaking at each table, so people really understand the power of really understanding communication is everything, and you need to be very clear when you communicate. And Rhonda, you're a beautiful version of that today. Everything that has fallen out of your mouth, I just keep saying, Rhonda sounded so good. Wow, that was good.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you really did.
Because you make me nervous now, Patricia.
Yeah, no, you really are. You're a beautiful speaker. And that event, I just feel it sometimes is uncomfortable to have to stand up and introduce yourself or give an extemporaneous kind of talk or do any of the round discussion, because at the round tables, we really want every person's, because we value every person. We want them to give their opinion on whatever the topic is. And what it does, it just has you step into a world then that maybe you were uncomfortable with before, and now you don't have to be.
Right. Yeah, no, Michelle, Patricia and I had a call yesterday, and it was a tough one where I think I kind of started welling up a bit.
Yeah.
But I
don't even try to hide it anymore. It just pops out and be like, oops, you know, like you're walking down the street and you're padded. If you had a pad and a bra, it just fell out and you're like, hey, no problem. Let me go pick that up. You know, it's like, oops, what are you going to do? Yeah. I'm not perfect. Oh, well. Oh, well. Gig is up. What was the call? What were you going to say?
I thought that was great.
What?
The whole show.
Oh, we weren't finished yet.
Oh, I thought we were.
No. We didn't do an end. You were saying that you were talking about the phone call. You got a call the other day. Did you have something to say about that?
No, not at all, because I was just sharing that it was a tough call that ended up, I was crying. Through the course of the call, but today's a new day, and I'm feeling much better. So I don't know where I was going with that.
No, and it's okay, and I got sidetracked too. And Patricia's looking at what would be in front of her, the two of us, going, what are you two idiots doing? What are you two idiots talking about?
I'm sitting here just absolutely, I just am like, oh, this is funny. Rhonda's saying, God, that was a good show. You're saying, and we're not done yet.
Yeah, I'm not finished. I didn't do my exit. I didn't do like the final thing. Trisha didn't give the website again. I'm like, Rhonda, why are you ruining my gig, man? How am I supposed
to
trend when I have something like that? When you, someone like you showing up at the end and stepping on my trend?
I'll just shut up and let you carry on.
This is the beauty of knowing people as opposed to, you know, having strangers. And once you have a little bit of a different bond with people, you can have a different level of reaction and interaction, you know, and like you said, it's,
and have a lot more fun.
Oh God. Yeah. I mean, as opposed to just, if we have to, everybody has to work unless you're independently wealthy. Right. So you need to do, even if you're not loving what you're doing, at least love the people that you are working with, because you've got to do it. You have no choice. So you might as well make it fun and entertaining and engaging and look forward to the people, because otherwise you're just going to be miserable. And what's the point of going through life like that, right? Because we don't know when, you know, when it's going to be our ticket to, like, you know, get out of Dodge. So you gotta make the best of it while you can. So with that being said, any final thoughts? Then I want you to give the website plus the code, and then ladies, we'll wrap up so we can start promoting these 20 left tickets. And I want to be able to let the world know that they've got to get in on this quickly. Normally I do a little bit of other stuff to it, but we'll just keep it raw because that's, I think, even more genuine. Just get the word out. Like I said, I want to let the people that are at least here have an opportunity to take advantage of the event, because I know it's going to really make a huge impact in people's lives.
So. Well, thank you so much, Michelle. And thanks so much for having us on this podcast. It really was fun to be on. And yes, it was. It is going to be fun that you're sending it out raw. Because it was raw.
Yeah,
so
and there's nothing
the website.
Wrong with that. Yeah.
It's ArizonaWomenBusinessOwners.com. And here is the passcode. It's capital TYOTW. That stands for the Year of the Woman. It's all caps, 18. TYOTW, 18. And you will see the ticket price is $497, and you will get that ticket for $97.
That's amazing. $97 to change your life in 2 days. Where can you go get that? Where can you go get that? You can't even get a really, really nice dinner for $97, but you could change your life in 2 days. I would definitely take advantage of that. Rhonda, do you have any last thoughts there, my dear?
No, not really. I'm just really looking forward to the event. I'm looking forward to learning some new things from Patricia's other speakers, and I'm looking forward to doing some networking. So.
I think it's going to be an amazing opportunity for people. And Patricia, if you have any final words, go ahead and throw them out there. Otherwise, we'll wrap it on up here.
My last words would be to women listening, even men. You know, I have so many supportive men in my life. But to these women that are listening, don't be the best-kept secret. You know, let your light shine. Really, step into your greatness. And this event, quite honestly, I think will get you motivated to do just that, because I know there's women listening right now that are humble, and I know they're hiding, and I know they're nervous and anxious about stepping out there. But it's our turn. It really is. It is the year of the woman is now. And by the way, the byline on that is the year of the woman is now, whenever now is, because this will go on forever. Thank you, Michelle.
Oh, you're so welcome. And thank you so much for both coming on. I'm so glad I got a chance to reconnect with both of you. I know that we've known each other for quite some time, but I think really, like you said, the year of the woman is now. Things that we're going to end up doing together here in the short period of time. And my platforms are open to you at any time to help promote and to be in a collaborative or creative way. And I'm just looking forward to staying in touch with you both on a regular basis. So thank you both for everything you've done for me, especially Patricia. What you did for my podcast was just unbelievable when we talked about a week and a half ago. And Rhonda, I mean, you and I have texted, so I can go on for days about how much support and the things you've given to me. So I appreciate you both so very much and for coming on the show. And you're both going to come on and as often as you want. There's just so much you both can deliver for other people. So you're always welcome here. I appreciate you both very much. And thank you again for everything today and for offering that great promo code for all the listeners. So I hope you have a wonderful and inspiring day today.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Talk soon.
Well, that was Patricia Noel Drain and Rhonda Murray, two old friends of mine that are now back in my loop, which is just amazing. And the things that they have done and the way they evolved, I'm just so excited to be able to be a part of some of the things that they're working on and how they're going to be helping other women in this world. So their live event, the Year of the Woman is Now Retreat, is September 28th and 29th. And they are offering their $497 ticket to our listeners if they put in the discount code for only $97. And this is a two-day event, including food, and not like that's a make or break it deal. But the content, the speakers that'll be there, the authors that'll be there, the roundtable discussions, and the fact that you're going to be able to really craft and deliver what it is that your message is and the way that you're making a difference, it's all there, and it's hands-on, it's interactive, and it's creating a community. So it is definitely something that's going to change your life within 2 days. And the promo code is TYOTW18, and that's going to be listed on our website also. This show and their information and the promo code will be listed on the Everything Home Podcast website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. Thank you all so much for listening. Remember that you can listen and subscribe to the Everything Home Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM. Hopefully this show will end up being one of those trenders. That would be awesome. Thank you for listening, everyone. Take advantage of this event. It could change your life. Make it a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnett.